Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 23 of Psalm 107. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they have seen the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He spoke and raised a stormy wind, which lifted the waves of the sea. They rose up to the heavens, they went down to the depths. Their soul melted away in their misery. They reeled and staggered like a drunken person and were at their wit's end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distresses. He caused the storm to be still, so that the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they were quiet, so He guided them to their desired harbor. They shall give thanks to the Lord for His mercy and for His wonders to the sons of mankind. They shall also exalt Him in the congregation of the people and praise Him at the seat of the elders.
Everyone experiences storms in life, occasions that bring pain, suffering, or loss. And it's in these turbulent times that all sorts of questions come to mind. Where is God? Why has this happened? Was it something I did? Did God cause it? And if so, why? When we find ourselves in tumultuous situations, the safest place to go for answers is God's Word. The literal storm described in today's passage provides insight about the Lord's role in the various upheavals that come our way. According to verse 25, God was responsible for this storm because He was the one who raised the winds and waves that frightened the sailors. Turbulent times encourage us to do what those sailors did. In their misery and helplessness, they cried out for God's help. He then rescued them from their distress by calming the storm and guiding them to a safe haven. It's assumed that in response, they would thank the Lord for His loving kindness and wondrous deliverance and praise Him publicly. No storm lasts forever, and there's nothing like the sense of relief that comes once violent weather is past. Like the sailors in Psalm 107, when those of us who are believers face a challenge, we can cry out to God for guidance and endure with our eyes on Him, knowing that eternal relief is our promised future.